audience.
Well, this Mr. Schatz would come back from his business trip. Hey, you don't think we're jumping the gun by holding these auditions, do you?
Don't be silly. After the bang-up job we did last year, we're shoo-ins to direct this year's talent show.
Yeah. Who else could have done that abba-dabba-dabba monkey dance on roller skates?
I don't want to jinx this, Laverne. But this year's number is good enough to be on Ted Mac.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. We could give new meaning to the word amateur.
Oh, boy, Sherwin, you're right, you're right.
I don't like to say it.
We better get all of these auditions.
Okay, all right, all right. We've got number two coming up. Number two.
Number two!
Every
I gotta see his number.
She's gotta see your number.
All right, okay, let him have
number two only. Number
two only.
I gotta open the door.
Now, okay,
she don't need help.
Come on, I wanna get out.
You've seen his act. What's it like?
Well, it's hard to say. I have never been able to sit through to the end.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing. Well, Mr. DeFazio, what are we going to be doing today?
I got a hidden talent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I found out what I can do, it surprised me. It's so easy. Uh-huh. And you have such fun doing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey, where do you see this here?
Boy.
Kill little guys, you chip off your block.
It's my face turning real red now.
Hey, where is it? Oh, there it is.
That's good talk.
Ready? Hi, Ann. What's your name?
Hey.
You got any relatives?
Yeah, a lot of trees.
Why? Then I tell a lot of other jokes. You understand? Then give me a glass of water. I'll show you. Why? The biggest finish you ever saw in your whole life.
Hurry if you love me, Pop.
Okay. Now, remember, we're both going to sing together. You got it? Ready.
I'm so embarrassed.
Like that?
That is a treat.
I'm going to die now.
Yes. How long have you been doing that?
I started this morning. Can you believe it?
Yes.
This is a little number I used to sing to the Fuller Brush Man. Well, will you look who's here? Has it been a year? Honey, come on in. Meet the folk, have a smoke, grab a coke, tell a joke. Well, honey, where you been? We'll have a big confabulation, a little midnight recreation. It's terrific you're here. We're fresh out of beer, but there's plenty of gin. I get the feeling very strong. You've been sitting in the dark too long, drinking alone, unplugging your phone, and your shoes are on wrong. What's one lover more or less? You gotta make a change, I guess. The end of the world was only a girl who didn't want to go along. Oh, when you look who's here, has it been a year? Well, honey, come on in. Meet the folk, have a smoke, grab a coke, tell them where the hell you've been. Have an old time celebration, 'cause it's a four-star situation. To tell you the truth, we're out of vermouth, but there's plenty of gin. I don't know why we ran out of rye, but there's plenty of gin. But tequila is low, nobody knows, 'cause there's plenty of gin.
Okay.
No more wine, but everything's fine, but there's plenty of gin. Don't look at your watch. I know there's no scotch, but there's plenty of gin. So what can I fix you? We're out of mix. Why plenty of gin.
Hey, that's going to make me. That was fabulous. That is going to be a great opening act.
What about me?
You'll be the MC.
What about him?
He'll make a great lamp.
Don't open that door!
What is that you're eating?
Tuna and scooter pie.
Can you eat that garbage?
Discipline.
Attention all employees. This is Max Schott speaking. I want to announce the directors of this year's talent show.
Ooh, I know it's going to be difficult, but try and act humble. That's good.
I know all of you will do your best to help out the directors. They're two people with imagination, leadership, and a flair for the unique. Our own Andrew Squigman and Leonard Kosnovsky.
No, Mr. Schott, it can't be. Please, sir.
What's with you, Mr. Schott? You've been sucking up those sons all day.
I can't believe it. How'd you get Mr. Schott to pick you, huh? Blackmail?
Ooh, blackmail is an ugly word, Laverne. We prefer frame-up.
Mm. Yeah, you see, we was driving by the Dewdrop Motel when we seen old man Schatz leaving with the Von Mueller triplets.
Yeah. A little hanky-panky, you know, and the rest is showbiz history.
Why don't we hit your audition numbers?
Attention, everybody. Auditions for the talent show will be held in the auditorium so as we can see who's got talent. And who will be in the show, whether they do or not. Come on, Lenny, we'll find the stage.
They got a stage?
Applause, 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 and then we bow. And then there's applause, 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 and then we bow. Encore, encore, encore. What do you think? Should we cut the kiss?
Ah, they'll love it.
No, something, Laverne. I think we got the best dancing puppet act in the country.
Oh, that's because our act is special. Most dancing puppet acts are just a couple of dummies on strings.
Hello. Ladies. Oh, Sherry, Bubby, darling.
Give me that back!
Sure, look at this. They're wearing makeup. That's what I thought, don't you know?
Good,
say? Look at this.
Aren't the people in show business wear makeup?
Not directors.
Oh, well, we're more than just directors. We happen to be performing in this show, too, which is more than I can say for you two girls.
What do you mean?
I don't even see your name on this list.
We are right after the seal that imitates Kate Smith.
You got a seal that sings when the moon comes over the mountain?
Oh, stop it. No, you boys are taking all the dignity out of this show.
You want dignity? Watch television.
Wait a minute. We got dignity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. I forgot about Carmine. Hey, Carmine, come on out here.
My act in his canoe.
Oh, he's not doing his act in his canoe.
Well, maybe you'd like to tell me something, Mr. Cooperation. Who is Pocahontas supposed to wave to?
She can wave to the seal. I'm doing my act. I went to a lot of trouble to put this song together.
Don't get upset.
I'm not upset.
Come on, guys. Come on. You gotta put Paul.
Yes,
you
gotta be in that show.
Watch it.
All right. Frankly, I don't like to listen to singers if they're not in a canoe, but if he wants to do it canoeless, let him sink.
Come on, Carmen, we'll take the canoe. We'll take it home. It'll be fun in the bathtub. Good luck, big fella.
Okay, guys, now look, I gotta set the stage, so you gotta use your imagination, all right? All right, this is a story about a guy who ain't got nothing, but wish he had something.
Break a leg, Carmine.
Got my tweed pressed, got my best vest. All I need now is the girl. Got my striped tie, got my hopes high. Got the time and the place and I got the rhythm. All I need's the girl to go with them. If she'll just appear, we'll take this big town for a whirl. And if she'll say, my darling, I'm yours, I'll throw away my stripe tie and my best press tweet. All I really need is the tie and my best press tweet. All I really need is the, really need is the, really need is the girl.
He does it in the canoe.
That's right.
You were marvelous, marvelous. We'll talk about those women later, all right?
What do you think?
Carmine, I would really like to thank you for bringing us such a wonderful act. We think it'll be really good when me and Lenny get to do it with the girls.
Hey, how about me?
Huh?
What about me?
How am I going to break it to the poor kid, Squay?
Let me handle it, Len. I have a light touch. Carmine, you stink. You're out of the show. Goodbye. Go home.
You can't do that. You can't do that. Carmine's always in the show. You can't do
that. We can do anything we want. We're the directors, right?
Look, just forget it. I think they just did me a favor, right? I mean, I must have been nuts. The day I dance for you guys, I'll do the flamenco on your face.
The day we want you to dance for us, there'll be a flamingo on my face. Hey, stop it, Miller. Bro, you want to smear my pancake makeup?
What you did to my sweater?
Sorry.
You know, guys, you can't keep horning your way into people's acts. They'll spit on you.
They'll spit with joy. Besides, we know what the public likes. They want sex. They want violence. They want violent sex. They want sexy violence. They want violency sex. Lenny, I'm getting hot.
Listen, besides, we're not working with everybody.
Praise the Lord.
No, we're doing a couple of numbers by ourselves.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, maybe you'd like to see some.
No, 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 no,
you might pick something up.
Will you?
Maestro, any time?
Any time, Maestro. Just a couple of lava boys on the road to Gay Perry. Boning up on our parlez-vous, so the girls will say, wee wee. We got dames in every port, and they make love all right. But those French kissers make your lips stand up and say goodnight. Just a couple of lava boys on the road to Gay Paris. Now that's entertainment.
That pigeon puddle. And if you think you're gonna worm your into our puppet dance, you just forget it.
Nobody wants to worm into your puppets. All we want to do is put you in our big production number. The Two Handsome Men and the Dancing Elephants.
Just forget it. We don't even want to be in your crummy show.
Well, no, we're counting on you.
And don't come crying to us either, because your mascara will run. Sissies!
Don't feel too bad, Len. Even John Wayne wears makeup, and they call him the Duke.
I can't believe it. I just can't. I mean, the Shots talent show's going on right now. We're not in it. I mean, it just doesn't make sense now, does it? Why do you have that silly smile on your face?
I'll make them believe these are Lenny and Squeaky's heads. Now, this one's Lenny's.
Well, now, how can you tell which is which?
Oh, Squeaky's are the little ones there.
All right.
What are you doing here?
Nothing. We just thought we would step out of the show in the middle of the first act for a breath of fresh air, that's all.
We need you! It was terrible, Laverne. They started throwing fruits and vegetables at us.
And that's just half of it. Then they started throwing beaver food.
Beaver food?
Yeah, wooden stuff. Doors, chairs.
I got hit with a lamp that looked just like your father.
Well, so now you come crawling to us, expecting us to save your heinies. Well, let me tell you something.
We'll do it.
Great.
You've got some nerve coming here expecting us to help you after the way you treated us.
Okay, there's our costumes and our ropes.
Why, you ought to get down on your knees and kiss these little dainty feet of ours.
Well, we better get a move on, sure.
We wouldn't do our act for you if you were Ted Mack himself.
I'm leaving.
I'm coming. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. Because you waited so long to beg us to be in the show, we lost Fat Jack and Elmo to work the ropes. So you got... Listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to me. So you boys are going to have to hold the ropes for our puppet number. You understand? You have
sure.
to hold these ropes.
Sure.
You have to hold the ropes.
You think you can handle it?
Sure. Which end do you want us to hold?
The end that's going to be wrapped around your neck if you don't do this right.
Okay, right now.
Okay, come on.
Stand there.
Change. Hold the ropes.
You go change. I'll warm up the audience.
Good idea.
All right, now, everybody have an hour. What are you doing, you jerk?
Oh, get him out of here.
I got a great idea. Next year, let's hold one of these shows without an audience.
And now for the act you've been waiting for, Mark Paradox and yours. Here they are, Laverne and Shelley.
Head over to the side and smile.
Now the three little pigs were dancing, 'cause they knew they had all the solutions and life and the winning of Jack and Jill. Ding dong, Jill. Ding dong, ding dong, getting more
Jill. Help me, Laverne.
Hold on, hold on.
Wait till I get my hands on those two.
And they laugh at the bride and groom.
On this very stage.
Yeah, in this very air. I think anyone thought we didn't plan it that way.
Only those who are extremely familiar with the wedding of Jack and Jill.
Oh, come on. Let's go outside. I bet there's a bunch of stage door Johnnies waiting to make out with us.
I don't want to make out.
Just a minute, girls.
Oh, Mr. Schutz, hello.
Hi.
I want to commend you on turning tonight's fiasco into a highly entertaining evening.
Why, thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And I'm naming you executive directors of this year's show.
Oh, that's real nice of you, Mr. Schatz, but isn't it a little late? I mean, the show's over.
Oh, not quite. As executive directors, you're responsible for cleaning up, turning off the lights, and locking up.
Mr. Schatz! It's not that we're not grateful, sir, but do you
really... The mops are by the piano. Thanks again.
Welcome. Why, I don't believe this.
I tell you, that man has a heart of stone. Why, I'll bet the cold-blooded old goat sweats ice water.
It's your roses.
They're from Mr. Schatz.
Like I said, Laverne, a man with a heart of gold.
What a guy.
Boy, that Mr. Schatz is some prankster.
Good night, Mr. Schatz, wherever you are.